The Massachusetts legislature is expected to take an initial step tomorrow to enact a so-called millionaire's tax. Advocates on both sides are stepping up their lobbying. A coalition of liberal activists, labor unions, and advocates for transportation and education are urging legislators to give initial approval Wednesday to an amendment to the Massachusetts Constitution that would raise taxes on the wealthiest 1% of the state's residents to help fund repairs to roads and bridges, upgrade aging rail systems, and put more money into schools.
There's a huge need in education and transportation for more resources for the state, and this is the most fair way of getting the resources that we need.
Corrine Wingard, a member of Progressive Democrats of Massachusetts, is part of a coalition called Raise Up Massachusetts, which collected more than 100,000 petition signatures to begin the process to amend the state constitution. Members of the coalition have encouraged phone calls to legislators on the eve of the vote.
There are a lot of unfunded state mandates in education that affect all our cities and towns. Because there's no funding available for them. And what happens is that the local property taxes go up and local services are less and less.
The proposal would put a 4% surcharge on annual taxable income above $1 million while leaving the state's flat 5.1% income tax rate unchanged. An analysis by the Massachusetts Department of Revenue said the proposed tax increase would generate between $1.6 billion and $2.2 billion a year. Also, the DOR said fewer than 20,000 taxpayers, which is less than 1% of all filers, would be affected by the change. Chip Faulkner is a spokesman for Citizens for Limited Taxation, one of the leading opponents of the millionaire's tax.
My message would be, don't vote for a tax increase and make us look like Massachusetts again.
Opponents believe there may be a fatal flaw in the proposed amendment. They argue the extra money would go into the state's general fund, where it could be spent on anything by the legislators.
Oh, sure. They could spend it on their second cousins. They could spend it on puppies and kittens. They could spend it any way they wanted.
Proponents insist the amendment as written is on sound legal footing by permitting a general earmarking for transportation and education while not interfering with the legislature's constitutional authority to make specific appropriations.
I think it's well written. I think it does what it needs to do. I think there's a lot of really misleading information being put out by opponents.
To advance an amendment to the Massachusetts Constitution, it must be approved by at least one-fourth of the members of the legislature in two consecutive legislative sessions and then passed by voters. Faulkner concedes it is likely to pass in this legislative session and the next, setting up a fight over the millionaire's tax on the 2018 state ballot.
The key here for them and what they're dying to get is the right to set different tax rates for different classes of people.
A recent poll found 70% of voters support the idea of raising taxes on millionaires to pay for transportation and education. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.